It is 1926. Here, in this corner of Maastricht, the NC, Eerste Nederlandse cement industry, comes to life. It is not just a factory, it is a promise, the sign of an era that longs to rebuild, to rise again, to imagine new cities. Cement becomes the language of the future, and here, between the River Meuse and the St. Petersburg Hill, nature itself offers what is needed. Marl, limestone, geological strength. The landscape opens up, transforms, yields to excavation. A silent dialogue is born, woven of scars and possibilities. Through the years, the rhythm grows stronger. The community binds itself to the factory, fathers, sons, entire families. The breath of the machines marks the passing of the days. The smoke of the chimneys becomes the daily sky. The quarries expand, and with them, the very identity of Maastricht is redrawn. Then, a crucial moment. The 1960s. A giant enters the stage, Kiln 5. A colossus of steel, tall, powerful, tireless. Inside it, raw matter undergoes its metamorphosis. Stone ignites, melts, transforms into clinker. Fire and human ingenuity dance together, uninterrupted, day and night. Kiln 5 is not just technology, it is a beating heart, a symbol of an industry that does not stop, that looks beyond borders, that carves a new landscape. A landscape made of metallic sounds, of incandescent flashes, of hands working without pause. And today, here, within these silent walls, we can still perceive the echo, an echo of labor and sacrifice, of progress and of loss, an echo reminding us that matter and memory are inseparable. This is what Echoes of Industry seeks to awaken, not only an industrial past, but a living heritage, the trace of how man and nature, steel and stone, fire and human breath, have become forever intertwined in this hill.